Globalization requires cooperation. A support network of friends, family, and neighbors is important for a happy, productive life. Most of us take this network for granted until tragedy strikes. The same is true of the family of nations. America, so strong and so powerful, is often tempted by isolationism and unilateralism. The temptation is great because the United States can accomplish so much without the help of other nations, because going solo is more expedient in the short run, and because the price of acting alone is rarely apparent when the decision is made. But this course of action does not build friendships, and it does not foster that network of support which is crucial at the moment of greatest challenge. Many were worried that the actions of the United States in recent decades might have forever destroyed its natural support network. In America's hour of crisis, however, true friends have shown their true colors. America's strongest alliance, NATO, voted immediately to invoke Article 5 of the NATO Charter. Article 5 says, in effect, "An attack on one NATO member is an attack on all." The article has never been used in the 50-year history of NATO, until now. At the United Nations, another institution created by America, members of the Security Council took an unprecedented step to show support for the United States. When it came time to vote on a resolution condemning the attack on the United States and vowing to fight international terrorism, the President of the Security Council asked the representatives of the member nations to physically stand up to indicate a yes vote. All 15, including Russia and China, rose from their chairs. It is nice to have friends in high places. Around the world, there have been other displays of affection for and solidarity with the United States. At Buckingham Palace's traditional changing of the guard, the band played the Star-Spangled Banner for the first time. In Moscow's Red Square, there was a moment of silence for those killed in the terrorist attacks on America. The scenes were repeated in small ways around the world. Globalization is a messy mix of positives and negatives. The United States stands to benefit greatly, sometimes at the expense of others, from the globalized economy. But the United States cannot go it alone. In the immediate war, or in the future, the value of acting as a good neighbor and a team player outweighs the short-term benefits of being a sometimes selfish bully or disinterested spectator in world affairs.